Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is September 25th, and you're listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio and today's show, In Touch Interviews. Today, I have the great pleasure of welcoming author and speaker Manesh Bhaksi, who will be discussing his book and upcoming event, 100K Income Mastery. The workshop he will be discussing today will be taking place in Troy on October 20th and 21st. Manesh spends his winters in Florida visiting Disney World with his wife and two young children. He has published 9 books, including Network Your Way to $100,000 and Beyond and Stop Hiring Losers. He has helped thousands of business owners create winning strategies and achieve breakthroughs in their own businesses. And now, with great pleasure, I'd like to welcome Manesh to the show.
Hello, Courtney. This is Manesh. Welcome. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you. So I'd like to get started by asking you to talk about your background. You know, how did you feel inspired to write these books and offer these programs? You know, where was your inspiration from, and what is, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you. And by now, I think everybody is noticing already that my sound, my accent doesn't sound like you, Courtney. I was not born in the U.S. I was born in a city called Agra, which is famous for Taj Mahal, so those who might know about that. And my accent is different, so I hope you will still enjoy the program because Courtney's voice is very melodious. Mine may not be as melodious, but I'll have fun nevertheless. Anyway, so I was born in India, and my background is interesting. We were 5 children in a family of obviously 7. My parents worked hard. My father worked outside in his job, which was with the Indian Air Force there. And then we lived in a 1-bedroom, 1 kitchen, mostly outdoor plumbing. So when people say, Manesh, do you want to go camping? I said, hey, I did that for 25 years. You know, I don't have to do it anymore. But the main thing is that to American standards, really poor, because no fridge, no TV, none of those things that we take for granted. We had 1 bicycle to share among 7 people. And so my parents were very committed to say, hey, you should get a good education and find a good place to work so that you'll be in a much better space than we were. And I think that was a very important message for me at that time. And I got my bachelor's in electrical engineering. I got my master's in systems engineering and management from a prestigious institute in India. And then got a job to come over to U.S. in the field of computer programming. And I did that for about 12 years, except, unfortunately, I didn't enjoy my job too much. At some point, it was like, you know, I need to really do something different, which is when I'd been listening to Tony Robbins, going to his programs, Zig Ziglar, you pretty much name it. I'd been to their programs to understand more about learning and growing myself. In the process, I said, hey, I would love to be a speaker too. And that's when I branched speaker, author, and a business coach about 17 years ago. I like being able to do what I enjoy. I like flexible hours. And the most important part, I think the American system has provided entrepreneurship opportunities, which are unparalleled in the world and has been an inspiration for everybody in the world to watch and emulate, in my opinion. And I love being an entrepreneur. I love being able to spend more time with my family. I love being able to make a difference in the lives of people I work with. And my message comes from my books and speaking and obviously coaching individuals as well.
Awesome. Wow, you definitely have an interesting background. You've come very far. Now, I know, yes. Now, I know this is going to be an interesting show today, and you have a lot of information to tell our listeners. What can people expect from you today? What can they expect to hear about and learn? Who do you believe will get the most benefit from this today?
Very good, Courtney. Anybody who is looking to improve himself or herself will get the benefit from it. But the person who will get the most benefit is a service professional, somebody who sells his or her service to other people at a price, and they have reached a point in their business where they have at least some things going, but they're not making consistent at least $100,000 a year. And if they're making it, they're working too hard for that money, and the money in terms of predictability is not there as well. They see ups and downs, famine and feast, etc. So if you are a lawyer, you will find value from it. If you are a chiropractor, you will find value from it. If you are a trainer, healer, you will find value from it. And again, accountants, CPAs, any small business owner, service professional who wants to spread his or her message and make sure the business has a foundation that will create predictable, reliable income without working too hard. So that's the person I'm really targeting today.
Mm-hmm. Well, you definitely have me intrigued. And I want to say to all the listeners out there, I was very excited to have the opportunity to interview you. You know, most people know me as the executive producer for Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, but what they don't know is I also own a personal business on the side. So I was really happy when I found out, you know, that I would have the opportunity to hear what you had to say to the listeners, because I thought, wow, I'll be able to take something from this too. You know, we all will. So it's an honor to be able to speak with you today.
Thank you, Courtney. It's all mine. It's all mine because you are giving me the opportunity. See, I think I want everybody listening to understand this, where I'm coming from. You as a listener are very important to me for one simple reason. You are choosing to be open-minded enough to come to this conversation, which really it is more of a conversation, and see how you can improve your life. By giving me that opportunity, I feel it's a tremendous privilege that you're bestowing on me. And Courtney, that applies to you as well.
Oh, thank you. You have a free gift for our clients and our listeners today. What is that?
Uh-oh, you want to tell the free gift up front?
we can wait till later, but...
I'll give you two free gifts, Courtney. So the first free gift is the book, 100,000 Income Mastery, that they can get, which will be really a great gift for them to learn from. It says 100K Income Mastery in 5 Simple Steps. But the other gift, which I will tell right now, and obviously we can have a link actually accordingly for it as well, is I will give away first 5 people to call my number here that they can get free seats at my October 20th and 21st workshop. Obviously, there's a price. Normally, people pay for it. But if you are one of the first 5 people to call into my number, and I'll give you the number right away, I don't have a problem with that, 248-866-0063, because this is not really available as a link anywhere. So you won't find this on the internet, and you can call me and grab a free spot. And obviously, I'm looking for people who are committed to growing their business. So the first gift is the book itself that they can download, and we will talk about the link here, which is sixfigureincomeworkshop.com, and you get a spot, if you're one of the first 5, a free spot to come to the workshop on October 20th and 21st, which is a 2-day workshop on the same topic, 100K Income Mastery. So those are the 2 free gifts I have for your audience today, Courtney.
Awesome. Well, I hope our listeners take advantage of both those opportunities. Now, I know you love your family, and just by talking to you the few times that I have, I can tell. And it seems like you prefer the warmth over the cold. So especially, you know, spending time at Disney World, I'm a little envious. what drives you? You know, what drives you forward? You know, what keeps you on your toes? What keeps you going?
Well, the main thing for me, first, I'll break it down into 3 different components. The first component is I love spending time with my family. Now, some of your audience might be aware of a song which Harry Chapin has sung, which is Cats in the Cradle and the Silver Spoon, Little Boy to the Man on the Moon. Mm-hmm. Have you heard that song, Courtney, ever?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, I have.
And the message in that, the message in the song is that the father was almost never available for the son to play with. Then he says, hey, let's play ball. No, I got to do this. And he's catching planes, paying the bills, etc. And when the son grows up, goes away, has his own family, and now the father had more time, he finds out his son has become just like him. Okay, I'll grow up just like you, Dad. And he actually did grow up like him, which means that he had no time to spend with other family members as well. And whenever I hear that song, it brings a tear to my eye, because I know that there are so many parents, so many people who are working hard to provide for their family, and sometimes the trade-off is pretty severe, spending more time with people who are not in their family than with their own family. And I have two young children. I have a 9-year-old boy, 14-year-old girl. I've been married to Kim, my wife, for 25 years. And I knew before I had my children, because I had heard the song before I had kids, that that will never happen to me. And I'm so glad, so lucky that we had our children after I had my business already started. My wife was home and I was home, and we've been homeschooling our children so that we can spend the time with them. So that is the first reason, is to be a great parent, great family member, so that I can be enjoying my children and my family, number one. And again, I'm recording this while I'm actually at home office. My children are doing their studies. My wife is here. You know, so it's like we are doing that all the time. The second reason that I have is that I like enjoying flexibility and freedom in my life and have a potential to make money by helping other people. And that was always the case, except I didn't see it as impactful in my computer programming career as I see doing what I do. Third reason is to be an inspiration for other people, to help other people say, hey, you know, if he can, I can too. What did he do different that I'm not doing right now? And my goal is to provide a roadmap, a blueprint for people who are yearning to have that control in their life, who want to enjoy more time. And if you have read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Cash Flow Quadrant, the message I take away from those books and similar books is you got to reach a point where you can buy your time, which means you are managing your time rather than just selling your time to make money. Most people are in the business of selling time to make money. What we need to reach is a point where we are able to enjoy more freedom. And I'll give you a quick example, Courtney, is when you don't like to do something and you have the money, you go and give that job to somebody else. For example, if you have a home, you have a lawn, and you don't want to mow the lawn, you're willing to pay somebody money in order to mow the lawn to free up your time and not have to do it. Guess what? That is exactly what you and I should be thinking about. Spending more time with the people we enjoy, doing the things we like to do, is more than buying time for ourselves so we have freedom from doing the things we don't want to do, instead of spending time and selling it to other people and not coming up with the amount of time we need to enjoy our own life. Does that make sense to you, Courtney?
Yes, it does. And it perfect sense. And I totally understand. I think it's totally true. You know, when we're business owners, we spend a lot of our time, you know, selling ourselves. You know, I just had this conversation with a friend the other day that the amount of time that we actually take to advertise, promote, sell ourselves, and the amount of time that we actually spend doing the service, it is a huge comparison. And even in my own personal business, I find myself spending way more time advertising, promoting, you know, selling, you know, what I offer than actually being able to just do the services and then have the freedom and flexibility to be at home. So it makes total sense.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that tremendously, Courtney. And again, this is available to anybody. See, I'm not talking about something which only a Bill Gates can do or Mark Zuckerberg or Facebook. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about this is something available to all of us. The challenge for all of us is we are not taught this early on in our life, and we have taken whatever the concepts are given us to heart that we are not even aware that there are other ways to make money or at least manage your business 24/7 kind of situation and enjoying life. Because I was talking to somebody just yesterday, Omnesh, you know, she works for a big auto supplier here, auto company here, and she has two young kids. And she says, hey, my husband is the one who is pretty much taking them all around all the time. And he has a full-time job too, who has a commute about 30, 40 minutes himself, but she's spending 50, 60 hours a week at her job. And I'm thinking to myself, really, that's not what I want people to have, because they can be in control of their life, be much more smart about getting clients, working with the right type of people, and having a business that gives them the freedom of having time and money in a way that they can enjoy it today, not have to wait till they're retired, the children are grown and gone, and all that kind of stuff. And I'm sure you understand how you or anybody else that you surround yourself with is leading that hamster wheel life, correct?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my husband works a job, and he's gone 40 to 45 hours, sometimes 50 hours a week. So, you know, and then I run two full-time businesses. So trust me, I get it. And I think a lot of people, I think a lot of people are like that. You know, the average person that I talk to is at a job anywhere between, you know, 40 and 60 hours a week, you know, and they're still trying to find the time to take care of their family. But sometimes that job is just, you know, all consuming, and they can't manage it or get a system in place to where it is, you know, less time consuming. So, you know, I remember when jobs used to be just 40 hours. You went in, you did your job, you go home. That's not, you know, the way it is anymore.
You know, not at all.
Yep, and we don't know how to change that. We don't know how to make that, you know, better for ourselves. And it sounds like, you know, you've done that, and those are the skills that you can offer.
Thank you. And I'm very passionate about it, because I know people who are much, much more successful than I am. And they have a degree of freedom in their life much more than I do. And you can look at those people and realize they are no better than you. They're no better than I am. How come they are achieving the results they are? Well, the secret is always going to be the same. And if you don't mind me sharing quickly something here, which will be of value to people, is there are four steps to success in any arena. Whether you want to lose weight, learn a certain skill, or whatever it is, you are going to go through these four stages that you need. And these four stages or steps, I should say, the first one is mindset. If you don't have the mindset that you need in order to win at anything, your chances of success are very few and far between. And I can go into detail a little later about what the mindset looks like. And the second one is the strategy. We must have a winning strategy that we know has worked for other people in the past, and that can be reliably transferred to us as well, and we can duplicate the process, the strategy. And then the third is the skill, because strategy is knowledge. For example, my daughter has been ice skating and learning it for 9 years. Watching YouTube videos is not going to be enough to get her to be able to do ice skating. She has to go on ice, she has to have a coach, and spend enough time until she masters the skill. So for any strategy to be successful, there are certain skills which have to be mastered. And once we master those skills, then we need to stay consistent with the activities that employ those skills, so that at some point, eventually, depending on the type of endeavor we are achieving the degree of success we want. And you can, I'm sure you apply this, Courtney, in your business, in the areas that you are good at, and you can see how these four steps have helped you get where you want to go. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely.
So that's, I think, yeah.
You know, it's interesting because you say you have a degree in electrical engineering, and I want to back up just a little bit here for our listeners. You know, most people would look at you and go, wow, well, you have that, you know, you can just do that, you know, but it sounds like, you know, you're not doing anything remotely close to that anymore. So, you know, what happened?
Well, obviously, here is the challenge we all have, and people need to understand this process. And I see, and some people may not agree with me on this, and I'm perfectly fine. I'm not a politically correct guy anyway, okay? So here is my opinion. At 18, we are asking children to decide on a career when they barely have any clue about themselves in life. I don't know about you, Courtney. I had no clue at 18 what I wanted to be when I grew up. Did you? Were you smart enough to see for yourself?
I would like to say I was smart enough to know what I wanted to do, but that changed very abruptly and very quickly. What I wanted to do and what I ended up doing are two different things.
Well, so what I'm trying to say here is at 18, I knew some of the things I liked to do, but none of the things that I wanted to do had a clear path. I enjoyed speaking to people. I enjoyed talking to people, counseling, and so on, coaching. I mean, I had that inkling already at a young age because I was, you know, as a good debater and speaker in my school and college. Except I was good also in academics, math, physics, science, etc. So when the opportunity presented to decide what career I want, people said, hey, you are good in math and science. Do you want to be an engineer or a doctor? Now, again, in India at the time when I grew up, which was very socialist a country, which means what? There were only the upper class and the poor, right? We were in the poor. There are not too many opportunities. I didn't have any money to start a business or do anything else. So guess what? The only way out was to get good education. Well, in this case, the education meant getting a degree. Now, knowing what it took to get a doctor's degree compared to an engineering degree, I thought that would be an easier way out to get, you know, obviously be out in the workforce and take care of it. And I decided engineering. I had no clue what engineering degree to take. I ended up with electrical engineering, and I stuck with it. I actually was number one in my class after 4 years of degree. And it's interesting to me because, to be honest, I have very little engineering common sense. I know that may not sound nice to some people. My wife is a better engineer with no degree in engineering than I do. If there is anything related to hammer, nail, or any of that stuff, she's the one who's going to help me handle it. It's like the proverbial joke, you know, when I go to Home Depot for shopping, I wait in the parking lot while my wife goes shopping, right? Okay, so in my case, I did not have much of an engineering common sense, but the system is so easy if you know, study hard, and get good grades. So eventually, then I got good grades. I went to even a better college, which was IIT Kharagpur, which is where I did my master's in systems engineering and management, and was able to get a job in computer programming. I hate to say this, but I wasn't really the best employee in my field because I wasn't really excited and passionate about it. Maybe some of you listening are great employees. You love what you do, and that's great. In my case, I just wasn't happy doing what I was doing. I do not like detailed work. I'm not somebody who's going to sit in a corner programming. I like being around people. I like to be able to communicate, get some attention from other people. But that's my personal profile. The engineering profile does not fit my passion. And that's one of the reasons I was always looking to do something different and eventually ended up being a speaker, author, and a business coach. So the whole point I'm trying to say is that 18 for somebody to decide what is going to be their career for the rest of their life is asking too much. And that's one of the reasons I see all these students get into these universities, colleges, and they are paying to get those degrees, going into student loan debt, etc. And what we are not teaching these children is how to be an entrepreneur. And some people are like, Nish, entrepreneurship is very risky. I said it is risky to spend $20,000, $30,000 a year for 4 years and come out with a degree with no job, right? And I see so many people in that position today. And I wish we were teaching more about entrepreneurship, more about being on your own and willing to change. Because, Courtney, you have seen a lot of changes in technology in the last few years. Would you agree with me on that?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Now, you are too young to know, but there was a time when there was no cell phone, right? Okay, I'm sure you know there was a time when there was no internet either, right? Okay,
correct.
There was a time when there was no iPhone. I know some children are like, you mean there was a time before iPhone? Yes, it's called DI and AI, before iPhone and after iPhone. Anyway, so setting joking aside, technology will keep evolving, which will change the direction of what people are looking in their lives. And because people are going to change the needs and wants in their lives, the people who are thinking that they're only going to be able to do once of their life and they can expect to be in that job or career for the rest of their lives are sadly mistaken. They need to reevaluate and ask themselves, what can I do that will be fulfilling what people need and provide me an opportunity to make income? I know it's a long answer for your question, but I think it comes back to the simple question. It's like, I didn't know what I wanted to do when I was growing up. I just went into different careers just because people suggested it, and I seemed to fit in for that while. But after a while, it just wasn't inspiring me enough, so I had to quit.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you. You know, I went to school and double majored. You know, when I was in college, I had a good idea of what I was passionate about. So, you know, instead of going for one degree, I went for two, thinking that I could combine all my passion and what I wanted to do into those two degrees. But what most people don't know is that I actually did not finish those degrees because I got to a point where I realized that I was pouring so much money into those opportunities with no guarantee that I was going to come out of school with a job. And by the time I was in my 20s, I knew that I wanted to run a business. I knew that I wanted to work for myself. So I actually dropped out of college because I took the risk of I'm going to do this. And by the time I was 22, I was running a business. And by the time you know, I was 23, I had a storefront, and now at the age of 28, I've owned two businesses, and I manage, you know, another, and I'm working on another one as we speak. You know, so I understand that completely because I took that risk. But no, I had no background. I had no education. I only had the experiences that I had, and I thought that that might be enough to get me started. So I totally agree. I wish that there was more opportunities for people who are more of an entrepreneur to learn that education to be able to take that leap. I did it on complete faith, and I am where I am today, but most people won't do that. You know, they want everything lined up, you know, and I'm like, yeah, I hope for that too. Don't always work that way.
Well, exactly. And what I'm talking about is real-world pragmatic common sense, okay? I don't want to let people in assuming that they actually can get there just without doing anything. And I think that's the key part about it, which I want to make sure that people who are listening are understanding it. And if you are one of those people who's frustrated about where you are, well, today is another day to learn something new, right? And you can program your life for a different future than it is today. And that's, I think, how I want people to look at. And that's the excitement part about, hey, what can tomorrow bring? Because you can enjoy the life in the way that you want. And I think that's the key message I want to instill in people is that, hey, you can do the life, have the life that you want in a way that you want. So I hope we have covered that question for people who are curious. Why would an engineer who could make decent money decide to go into a field which is totally different? But because you have to ask yourself, what is really driving you in terms of passion, what you like to do, because eventually if you're not going to enjoy what you do, you're not going to do it for too long anyway.
Mm-hmm. Now, let us kind of jump in head first here. So why do you think most people who start their own businesses, they're not successful or they don't succeed?
Well, here is what I have found. Most people think, and actually, by the way, I do have a booklet called Top 10 Blunders Business Owners Make. So if your audience wants, they can connect with me that they can learn a little bit more about the mistakes people are making. But let me just broadly define three. I mean, there are a number of mistakes I can actually talk about here. So let me just make sure people understand. Getting in your own business is great, you know? Okay, it's a really great idea. But unfortunately, it takes more than what people think to succeed. So let me give you the framework, which will, I think, make a lot of sense for a lot of people. When somebody says, hey, I want to be a doctor, what is the immediate response people have about becoming a doctor, how to become a doctor? What is the recommendation people have?
Go to school.
Go to school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was just talking to one of my friends. Her husband is a doctor. Her son just recently joined the medical program here, and his wife is also looking to join the medical program later on. They don't ask any question where they have to go. Like they always say, hey, you know what, you have to go to school. Now they'll go to school for 7, 10, 15 years, depending on the type of degree and specialization they have. And nobody blinks an eye giving that recommendation, correct? And nobody who wants to be a doctor says, hey, I saw YouTube videos of surgery. I've been watching this surgery for so long, I'm convinced I can actually go do an open heart surgery tomorrow. Do you hear anybody saying that?
No.
No, right? And if somebody does say that, we need to lock that person up because that person is crazy, right? Okay. But here is the funny part or sad part, depending on how you see it. People, when they say, I want to have a business and make $100,000 a year or more or $1 million, whatever that number is, oh, I don't need to go to school, college, or any education to make that money. What do you think really is required? Do you not think, Courtney, that people will need to, that they don't have the education they need because they've never done this before and they need to find a school, college, which really doesn't exist, many of them anyway, or somebody else who has proven track record of making that kind of income, having that kind of a successful business, and is helping other people to achieve that success? Shouldn't that be obvious to every single person who is wanting to start a business that they need to follow somebody else's model in order to achieve their own level of success? Do you think that would be a common sense point?
It would be, but most people don't pay attention to that.
Yeah, but most people who start a business don't even ask any help for any help. They don't even go anywhere to research. So to give you an example, I met with a chiropractor, you know, 25-year-old, $200,000 in debt, and has no real skill in getting clients, okay? Obviously needs a coach, but obviously, hey, I don't have enough money to pay for a coach. It's like you had no money, but you went to college for this degree. But now that you know the knowledge, but not enough to get clients, don't you need to go find somebody who will help you teach how to get clients? Same thing happens to a lawyer. I'm coaching a lawyer here locally, and this lawyer says, Vinesh, we learned everything in law school about law, but nobody taught us about getting clients. Exactly. But the only way you make money in any business is to get clients. If you don't get clients, there is nothing available for you to actually do with, right? You don't have clients, can't practice chiropractic, you know, on people. If you don't have money, you can't, go help somebody with a will or estate or whatever that they need to do in their business. And that's, I think, the part that most people need to understand. Why do most business people who start fail? Very simple. Think they can learn everything on their own without looking for outside help. Would you not agree with me, Courtney, that that would not be a smart idea?
Oh, I totally agree. I know somebody who started a business and it went under in 6 months. And she has a degree in business. And yet she couldn't, you know, make the business successful. So she went under. And now she's not even doing business. You know, she's not even using that education.
Okay. So let's make sure we understand what a degree in business looks like. The degree in business has been taught by people who have jobs with no entrepreneurship background. And during the course of the 2 or 4 years or whatever these people are having a degree in, which is Master in Business or whatever they call that, there is no hands-on training available. I'm sure there are some exceptions, but most colleges are not providing entrepreneurship 101 experience to people who want to learn how to be an entrepreneur. So they come out with the same mindset of an employee trying to start a business. That will never, ever work, because you cannot learn entrepreneurship by attending the class. You learn entrepreneurship by going out, doing the things, having somebody check your progress, following the proven game plan, and making sure that you are doing the things exactly the way they are supposed to be. So, Courtney, this is the reason why people buy franchises, because they have a sense that franchises have a proven model. But the more proven the model of that franchise is, what's going to happen, Courtney?
It may not be successful. I mean, it can be,
no,
but...
No, Yeah, they need a lot more money.
Yeah,
right?
That too.
So if I want to go, if I say McDonald's is a successful franchise, I'm sure it's going to cost a lot more money than people are willing to pay for. If somebody buys in our area, as you know, coffee shop, Tim Hortons is there, right? Imported from Canada. Now, if you are going to make good money from Tim Hortons as a proven model, then you'll have to invest pretty decent amount of money and time in the franchise before you can actually have the franchise up and running. Most people don't have that capital investment. So the audience for this call, really, this interview today, are people who don't have that kind of money to invest, but they still want to be on their own and say, hey, you know what? But I need to have some education. And that's, I think, the key part I want to mention here is that the main reason, if we can boil down everything into one, is people don't have the same attitude as they do when they go to get a degree like medicine. And they think that they can learn on the job how to grow a business instead of following a proven model and making themselves very humble, coachable, willing to follow the step-by-step process that somebody else has already come up with, and then execute it faithfully, exactly the way it is being taught. Nobody comes up to becoming a doctor, thinks that they can skip classes, not take, I don't need to take the class on anatomy. I think I can learn that on my own. They don't do that. And once a business owner who starts a business has that mindset, is I will be just as dedicated as a doctor is in mastering the craft of being a medical doctor or a chiropractor or a healer. I will be that dedicated seed in the business. But that's the biggest challenge I have, is most people who are wanting to be in their own business do not make themselves humble enough to be coachable and be a student to find out what it really takes to be successful. And so let me clarify some more ideas which are there in the book as well. And I'll cover a couple of them and they can read the rest in the book. So let me put it in a different way. They don't have a proven business model, which is why people go after a franchise, because they know there is maybe a more proven model. Another challenge is they do not have belief in themselves. You've got to have belief in yourself enough. And the third reason I will give here is they don't have a simple proven game plan to attract clients. So if they don't have a simple proven game plan to attract clients, guess what? No money. And that is one of the, these are some of the key reasons why most businesses will not succeed. And just because of lack of time, I don't want to go through all the five steps, but I think they can get a flavor from it here today.
You know, and speaking of clients, you know, we see marketing everywhere now. You know, I remember a time when Facebook didn't even have advertising, and now that's all
Correct.
You see. You know, you log into social media, and everywhere you look is advertising. You know,
Correct.
how can a business owner stand out? You know, how can they compete, you know, with so much social media, so much technology, you know, so many marketing messages? You know, what are your tips as far as, hey, this is how to do it. This is how to shine.
Thank you. I teach a five-step system overall, and we are going to cover this system in much more detail at the seminar, the two-day workshop. The first part is what I call mindset mastery. So you have to have a mindset in order to succeed. The second one is called message mastery. What is message mastery? This is about standing out. You need to be able to stand out, and we'll talk specifically about that in a minute here. The third step in the five-step process is generating leads, using your message in a way and addressing the needs of the people and getting in front of your target market. The fourth one is closing. Most business people think sales is beneath them, but unfortunately, until you sell, you make no money. And they don't have a process, which means what? They don't convert people. And last but not least, revenue and referral mastery. Because you and I need to have repeat revenue, otherwise we'll be having to chase clients over and over and over, which is not a good business model to have. So let's talk about how to be outstanding. I teach three steps to unlimited clients. The first is become known as an expert. If you don't become known as an expert, people have no reason to pay attention to you, nor do they have any intention to pay you any money. And the more recognized and expert you are in the field that you are obviously promoting, you have the target market in front of you, the more they are willing to listen to you, follow you, and pay you money. And that's one of the biggest challenges people have in this market, is they do not know how to stand out as an expert. Now, one of the ways I have done that is by writing and speaking. So I have 9 published books plus, and I have different books like Network Your Way to $100,000 and Beyond, 100K Income Mastery, even Stop Hiring Losers. What I want to make sure people understand is that you must be focused on becoming more and more known as an expert. Now, if you are saying, hey, Manish, I don't have a book, I don't know how to speak in front of a lot of people, etc. Well, let me give you some simple answers to that. The first is, are you a product of your own product? Do you have your own success story on based on what you are using for yourself? If you do, you are an expert. For example, if I'm teaching somebody to climb Mount Everest and I haven't climbed Mount Everest, that's not going to be helping me known as an expert, right? Okay. If I say, hey, you know what, use search engine optimization to grow your business, but I don't use search engine optimization to grow my business, that's a problem. Are you able to use your product, testimony of your own product? That's the first thing I would tell people to do. The second is, grab anybody who is willing to take your service to give you great testimonies. Because if there are people who have used what you have to offer, your product, your service, and you can use that information, that feedback, that testimony, you are able to now tell people you are an expert. Because what? If you are a chiropractor and you have client success stories who have had problems and you help them heal them, great. If you are an accountant, you know how you have helped save people maybe in organizing their business, or you have helped people save money on taxes and other, you know, problems that the IRS and other people might have, then you can use those success stories to become known as an expert in front of the eyes of the people who are really looking for that service. So if I was an accountant, I would say, hey, on an average, I save 10 to 20% minimum compared to other accountants because I know things and I have researched and found out what IRS is really looking for, and hence I'm able to save money on taxes. A tax refund company might say, hey, you know what, we get your tax refund in as soon as 7 days. I don't know, I'm just making up some numbers here for people to understand that, right? But the idea behind it is, become a product of your own, use your own product if possible, and if not, then you must go and aggressively find the first group of people who can actually benefit from your service, and once they benefit from their service, you are getting testimonies and referrals. And if you don't know any of this, see, you don't have to be a genius at marketing. You just have to provide a great value to a lot of people very quickly in order to grow your business. And sometimes the only thing you can do is maybe go to a networking event and shake hands. No problem. I think what has happened is people are looking for technology to get them clients, whereas sometimes all you need to do is talk to a few people, call them, meet them, and convert them into your clients.
You know, and I can definitely advocate for what you're saying, and I can give an example. In my business, in my personal business, 50% of my clientele are by word of mouth. 50%. That doesn't mean I don't do advertising, because I do. You know, I advertise, you know, with Body, Mind, Spirit. You know, I have, you know, website. I have the social media. I have all those tools. But at least 50% of my clientele comes by word of mouth. Another 25% of my clientele is just, you know, they're coming back. You know, they've been to me before, and now they're returns. And then only about 25% of my business is new clients who have either found me through marketing or social media. You know, that's only a quarter, as opposed to how many people that have, you know, found me because somebody went out and said, oh my God, that was amazing. You got to go see her. Or they've had me before and they're like, oh my gosh, I have to go back. So 75% of my business is built on what you're talking about. So, you know, I totally agree with you. You know, marketing is only going to take you so far, you know, but ultimately at the end of the day, if they trust what you have to offer and they truly believe that you're an expert in it and that you know what you're talking about, they will spread. They will tell friends, family, loved ones. You know, I can't tell you how many times I have a client who walks in my door and I will ask them, you know, how did you hear about me? Oh, well, so-and-so told me about you. I mean, I even one time had a client come in and say, my therapist told me about you. My therapist sent me to you, you know? And I was like, well, okay, that works. You know, how can I help you? So that is totally true. And it's easy. You don't have to do the work. They're doing the work for you.
Exactly. And I love the way you are so excited and passionate about sharing that. Is once people have seen the great value you provide, then it is much easier for you to get business from those people instead of trying to get business just cold from people who don't know you, haven't really seen anything from you. And when you give them testimonies like the one we are talking about, guess what happens? People are able to get, you know, like more comfortable about saying, okay, I can use what she has to offer because I can see somebody else has actually used that and benefited from it. So I think that's really, really very critical in my opinion to be able to do that. So great, fantastic. So Courtney, have I missed anything so far? Because you want to make sure your clients are getting, your audience is getting a great deal by listening here.
Oh, I think that you've given a lot of information that so many people should take into consideration. And I know we're getting down to the last, you know, 10, 12 minutes of the show. So I want to talk about your upcoming event in Troy, you know, why people should attend it, where it's at, how they can participate. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay, so perfect. So let's, the first part I want to make sure people are understanding is that this is not a program where they're going to hear 10,000 speakers each giving their great pitch, right? This is not that program. This is actually more like a workshop than a seminar pitching fest, right? I want people to be here. I want people to come for 2 days, get great value from the program so that every person who walks away says, hey, my time was well worth spent. And by the way, we have a VIP package for people as well as for people who are who don't want to buy the lunch as well. But the point I'm trying to say to people is you'll have great networking with people, and the 5 key steps we'll be going over about creating your 100K income are the 5 steps I mentioned earlier. The first step being mindset mastery, then we will work on your message, then we'll work on how to generate leads for your business. We'll go over the script on how to convert people. Because you can have a great conversation, but if you don't convert people to take action, you really are not getting the results that you're looking for. And then the repeat revenue and referral. We'll have some great fun time as well, because one of the things I've been trying to pick up, which I'm still not good at it, but we'll demonstrate it, is going to be what I would call is juggling, right? So we will have that. We have another person who's an expert who has been on America's Got Talent show who's going to be there as well. But the key part is by the time they walk away, they will have a clear sense of direction, a step-by-step game plan, and some really, really good tips and techniques on what to do. For example, closing is a challenge for a lot of salespeople. So we will do not only the script, we'll give opportunity for people to do a short role play during the program itself, because I want them to walk away feeling like, yeah, I can apply this information now, rather than they have to go through a lot of research in order to be able to do that. Same thing with the repeat revenue and referral mastery. I have a client who applied that and she got, I think she spent like $300 on that marketing campaign, and she was able to pick up a $3,000 client just like that. And she was amazed how quickly that happened. Another of my clients was prospecting with somebody that she had met. She put like $25 of strategy in it. And she picked up a client who was paying her $1,000 a month. So the problem is not that these techniques are difficult or, you know, you can't do them. The problem is that most people don't know them or they don't even execute them. And that's one of the challenges. Like, you know how to lose weight, but if you don't go to the gym, exercise regularly, nothing will make a difference. And I want people to understand talking about are very helpful. One of my clients who is also a mindset expert, she's going to be talking about how to improve your mindset towards your goals. And usually there are two keys in mindset. Number one is having a goal that is important to you and you believe you can achieve it. And the second part is having a sense of urgency to achieve the goal. And if you don't have a sense of urgency to achieve a goal, then you will not get those results as well. So I'm looking for a great program for people who are at the point in their life that they say, hey, I need a little boost of enthusiasm in my life, number one. Number two, I need a step-by-step game plan as to how I can make $100,000 or more in my business. And some people actually add $100,000 to their income by applying these strategies, because the strategies can apply at any level you are at. The main thing is, if you don't apply strategies, nothing changes. And last but not least is a support network. What I'm going to create there is a support network that you can network with so many people. You might even pick up clients. And more important is that you will have other buddies, like two people who came to my last event in May. They live relatively close by, so they meet once a week just to help each other support themselves. And that has been very valuable to those people. So anyway, so the reason I'm mentioning all of this is very simple. People deserve to make a lot of money from their business. They work hard. But unfortunately, either they're not following a proven game plan or they're just not good at executing. I want to be able to help them in making sure they have a plan that they can work, that can work for them. And last but not least, they can actually execute the plan, and we'll create a structure for them to follow so they don't leave on that Saturday saying, oh, I don't know what to do next. Well, we would have already established the things that they need to do, which will help them improve. We will test their message. We'll have they'll have an opportunity to test with the people who are there whether their message resonates. I think that feedback alone will be valuable to them as well. So that's a quick snapshot. And again, we're having it at Troy Embassy Suites, which is a really nice location. It's in Troy, right off I-75 and Crooks Road exit, and the program is for 2 days, so it's time to immerse yourself. Now, one of the things I want to mention, Courtney, here is that the end of the year is coming. So we are having this program in the last quarter of the year for two reasons. The first is it will give you a push to end the year 2017 on a high. Number create the momentum, so 2018 will be even a better year for you, because why not? Why not try to actually do better in 2018 than 2017, and that will be very helpful to them. Do you have any other questions on that, Courtney, or clarification you think we need to provide?
I just want to tell everybody it is a two-day workshop. It is October 20th and 21st from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It is at Troy Embassy Suites, like you mentioned, and that address is 850 Tower Drive, Troy, Michigan, 48098. Now, is there any cost to this, and how would somebody sign up?
Very good. Thank you for saying that. So the first thing is they can download the book for free at sixfigureincomeworkshop.com. So that is spelled out SIXFIGURE. Income, INCOME, workshop, workshop.com. So they can sign up at sixfigureincomeworkshop.com. The cost is only $497 for two people to attend the workshop as a VIP, including their lunches on both days for networking as well. So I think that's going to be a great deal for them right there, end of September. So September 30th, and I know they don't have that many days, but I hope they're listening to it right now. They can get $200 off if they call me at 248-866-0063. Okay, 248-866-0063. They can get their $200 off the 497 people, 497 price, and still bring a person with them. And last but not least, I mentioned to you the first five people to respond can get free spots. That free spot does not include lunch. So I want to make sure people know that. So there are first five people to respond to your podcast can receive the whole program, the 2 days, at no cost to them. We do charge a small deposit just to make sure that nobody is signing up and then not showing up. So we are really not, because we are reserving space for people. So anyway, the bottom line is, if they go to the website, SugarIncomeWorkshop.com, download the book, they'll also get a link to the webpage on the actual workshop. The charge there is $497. But if they act before September 30th this week, they can get $200 off from the VIP package. And obviously, the first five to respond who want to get a free workshop should call right away, 248-866-0063. This is directly to me, so it's not going to anybody else right now.
Awesome. Well, I hope everybody takes advantage of that and definitely downloads the book. Lastly, is there a way for individuals to connect with you or contact you if they have any questions? And also, is there anything you would like to leave our listeners with today?
Thank you. First of all, thanks for listening. I really appreciate you staying and listening to this program. And I know Courtney is doing a great job of promoting positive messages to you. I want to be the same, as very positive as well. All I want to make sure you understand here, you work too hard to not make the money and enjoy the life you deserve. And my goal is to give you that opportunity to create a game plan and follow a proven plan to say, hey, you can achieve that. And if you first want to check out the book, go to sixfigureincomeworkshop.com, get the ebook, and then you can come to the workshop. The workshop will be fantastic. We'll have a great group of people there. We had just awesome time in May in Troy's Embassy Suites. I did one in April in Orlando. And because I want to do one workshop in Michigan, one in Orlando, obviously you can understand why, because I like being in a warm place during the winter, right? And so that's why. So we'll have a workshop the next year in Orlando as well. So anyway, if you are one of those people who has some questions, you're like, hey, Manish, I need some clarification. Great, no problem. Call me. I'm available to answer the questions. And if I'm not available at that time, just leave a voicemail and you can contact me, which would be very easy to do that as well. And I'm sure Courtney will have some of my contact information available on the podcast, whatever the bio might be the case as well. So 248-866-0063. Call me ASAP so you can reserve your spot. Is that what you were looking for, Courtney?
Yes, and I want to thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to speak with you today. It's been a great pleasure, and I definitely have learned a lot as well, and I know our listeners have. So thank you so much for sharing your experiences and, you know, the opportunity as well.
Well, my pleasure, totally. Appreciate the opportunity, Courtney, and I'm sure we'll have more opportunities to connect and network with each other, and I look forward to your success as well.
Oh, thank you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of the day, too.
Okay, and I'm sure you'll have a great day.
Awesome. If you're just tuning in, you've been listening live with In Touch Interviews. I had the wonderful opportunity to talk to author and speaker Manish Baxi. He discussed his book, 100K Income Mastery, as well as the upcoming event that he has going on in October. If you would like more information on that event or a link to download the book, you can go to bodymindspiritradio.com, click on In Touch Interviews, and it will be the first link that comes up. So all of Manish's contact information is on there, how to download the book for free. If you have any questions, you can find more information there as well. If you're just tuning in and you did not get a chance to listen to this whole entire show, it will be on there, and you're more than welcome to go back and replay it. And I highly recommend you share it with friends, family, anybody you know who owns a personal business or, you know, definitely needs this wonderful information. So I want to thank Manish and thank you all for listening. And until next time, have a wonderful rest of the day.